This is GQDN for July the 26th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we talk about something very quiet. Twitch has a new shared ban and some VR news. But today, we start with some multiverses because they are now in the open beta and is now live on PlayStation and PC and Xbox. So with that, it reveals Rick and Morty to be a part of multiverses. So we shall see how Warner Brothers does bring this fight to the other Nickelodeon and other such fighting type games of this type of genre. But apparently Batman and Taz have been nerfed a little bit. That's what I've heard, but I do not see as to what was nerfed. But if you do play it, you can let me know at Joe Brums and you can tell me how things are going, because when I saw Batman being played on different streams, whether it be on Twitch or YouTube, they have been really powerful. We'll see what happens. Now we get into some pricing. And this is by Eurogamer.net. And Amazon Prime prices are going to go up by £16 per year. So they're paying from £79 to £95. Okay. And it's going to go up £1 per month for or £108 per year. Now, I don't know what the American prices are, but this is a bit of a warning, because all of that will go up in the U.S. as well. Be rested assured. Prices go up everywhere. That's the way the world's going. Now we go back to Destructoid. First article was Destructoid. I forgot to tell you that. And last one was Eurogamer, but this one's back to Destructoid, and now they're talking about Meta Quest 2 is going to be hiking their prices as well. So they're going to add another $100 onto the price tag. So this will bring Meta Quest 2 up to $400 for the 128GB version, and the 256GB version up to $500. Refurbished units could also see a price increase. So, what Meta said in a statement was, quote, "At the same time, the cost to make and ship our products have been on the rise. By adjusting the price of Quest 2, we can continue to grow our investment in our groundbreaking research and a new product development that pushes the VR industry to new heights." Oh, but we have a reason. Well, they're about to get some competition, because PlayStation's VR 2 has had an update, and this is brought to you by the PlayStation official blog. So, you will now be able to see through your PlayStation VR set, as in your coffee table, where you put your little hand controllers, and you'll be able to scout the room out a little bit, discovering where you want your play room to be. And what that will do is it'll set up a virtual wall where your controllers are no longer active. So it does keep you away from your coffee tables, your couches, your TVs, your just other stuff. Anything that's in the way, the desks, stuff like that. So, hey, that's what it's gonna be. So still, that's a good thing, I would say. But now, sticking with the PlayStation blog, it says that Dreamscom 22 starts today. So now, this is only, I believe, on your PlayStation, and it'll have some different areas to, you know, look around, including your own virtual, if you're in the U.S., American Diner. Which is pretty interesting. So, if you go to the PlayStation blog, you can download their companion magazine for Dreamscom 22. So, yeah, Very, very interesting stuff. You can see what you find there. Now, Twitch has indeed had its problems with banning people and such, but this is brought to you by Destructoid.com. They now have shared ban info feature, which will allow Twitch streamers to partner with streamers with partner and affiliate status, as well as those who share the mutual follow status. So they banned. I think now you can put that up on Twitch and basically ban that person from other channels. We'll see how far this goes. And we will certainly keep an eye on this. This could be a very evolving story. We'll see if it does. Now, one that is brought to us by Eurogamer.net, and that is two Valorant players is now suspended from Riot Esports events following the teabagging debate. Now, those two players are Don Park and Vivian Rashora De La Cruz, because they use vulgar language and harassed a member of the Galarant's community. The Galarant's community is mostly female, maybe exclusively female, but those two did speak. Dawn did post, "I have friends that have literally been raped. I have watched SA happen in broad daylight. It is not something you can compare to crouching in a video game. I was visibly upset by this, as were hundreds of thousands of people, and replied under her thread expressing my frustrations and concern." For the quote, "I blank posted on Twitter, and apparently it's vulgar language. Thousands of other people, included pro players and streamers, have done it, but nothing for them." Rashora also had a statement, quote, "While I'm still having a ton of emotions right now, it's worth noting that I will be taking this punishment with the responsibility of my actions that led to my situation." For the quote, "I take full responsibility for my actions. That's all from there. My future in competitive play or in Valorant in general is unknown. So we will see where I go from here." They have their points, but we shall see what happens further. Now we go to another Eurogamer article, and 2K Games have delisted four WWE games. It's 2K17, 2K18, 2K19, and yes, thank God, it's 2K20. They've delisted them. Now, that is mainly because of the way that 2K made 2K20, and it was just horrible. But 2K did warn in a brief customer support post 2 months ago, on 30th June 2022, "It will be time for the WWE 2K20 servers to take their retirement and stop online services." Further quote, "This includes all online functions such as online matches, community creations. You will no longer be able to access any online game mode after that point. However, if you already own the game, you'll be able to continue to play offline modes." So no more online stuff. I know who wouldn't mind, and that is John Cena! One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and thoroughly entertaining to what he's doing with Warner Brothers and DC Universe. So he has been tagged, and since he's been tagged, he's going to Fortnite. So you can go to the Epic Games app on your PC, or however you play Fortnite on your consoles, whatever. And when it comes to Friday the 29th, you'll be able to access his trademark in the shop, "You Can't See Me." If you don't know what that is, just take your right hand, palm facing you, and wave it back and forth. You'll get it. You're a wrestling fan, you already know. And you already know that this is a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. You can go check out thedawnforge.com, and while you're at it, go check out stackup.org. we'll see you guys tomorrow for more gaming news. Till then, go play some games, people.